I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. 350 people have been detained in connection with the deadly India train bombings that killed nearly 200 this week. The attacks impacted a street children's ministry, World Vision's Israel Nanda.
And our ultimate goal is to make them a responsible citizen and character formation. We find them roaming around railway stations. Somehow they try to make money. So we try to do some intervention. Seven children also who are coming under this category of street children have been affected.
Dave DeGroat of Mission India of Grand Rapids, Michigan says their partners witnessed the explosion and then got hurt in the stampede. He says Christians need to pray for workers in the field. We have some sad news this time from Kazakhstan. A terrible accident has taken the life of a national missionary and a child in Kazakhstan. Bible Mission International's Paul Hagelgan says Galim and his belly Tolakiv were in a van with some children visiting churches and small groups in Kisan Ordinx.
On the way home, some accident happened and his wife did killed and he's okay. One of the boy did die. And one boy, very, very bad situation, other boy in a hospital.
And Transworld Radio is asking people to pray and to give to help keep Christian radio beaming from the island of Guam. Last Friday, part of one of their antennas fell during what they're calling heavy weather. That forced programming off the air for 4 days. TWR needed extra help. What came next was amazing. A visiting church from the United States happened to be there and became available to assist with the work. Transworld Radio reported they were back on the air late in the week. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join Mission Network News and Buckner Orphan Care International for a Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Leningrad, Russia, September 28th through October 8th. Call 1-800-284-9361 for more information or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.